Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with the precious face to our ambulance service and a couple enjoying 75 years of marriage. But first, our area could enjoy a tourism boom.
A slump in the pound, giving visitors from abroad more for their money, could see the region enjoy a bumper year for tourism. The drop in the value of sterling since the Brexit referendum in June has seen inbound tourist budgets stretch further. And Visit Britain has said the favourable rate could see visitor spending in 2017 jump by a massive 8.1% on last year nationally, up to £24.1 billion. In the East, the visitor economy is already buoyant, with Norfolk tourism worth more than £3 billion for the first time in 2015, and businesses reporting strong seasons.
Local and national charities have suffered with the number of charity box thefts across Norfolk and Suffolk, more than doubling. The number of thefts rose from 23 in 2014 to 54 in 2015, with local charities such as the Big C Cancer Charity, Break and the East Anglian Air Ambulance all affected. A number of national charities, including Cancer Research UK, the RSPCA and Barnardo's, were affected by the thefts of boxes from shops, takeaways, care homes and even churches. War veterans were the group to lose out the most, with 15 boxes collecting for the British Legion Poppy Appeal stolen in 2015. In one case, in March 2015, a British Legion charity box containing £50 was taken from a residential home.
A Norwich GP is asking people always to seek help closer to home after appointments available to book on the day were not taken up over the festive period. Dr. Simon Cook from Oak Street Medical Practice urged people to use the NHS wisely to help it cope with pressures over New Year and in the busy months ahead. He said, "All hospitals are incredibly busy right now, and we strongly urge our patients to think very carefully and choose the right care when they feel unwell and might have an urgent problem." Dr. Cook, who is the chairman of One Norwich, the new alliance of GP practices in the city, added the first port of call is the local pharmacy. He said pharmacists were highly trained and could offer advice and provide medicines for many conditions. If they were not able to help, he suggested calling 111 or visiting a walk-in centre.
A long-standing speed restriction affecting the Norwich to London-Liverpool Street railway line has been lifted. The speed limit on the line used by Greater Anglia was in place between Shenfield, Essex and Seven Kings, London, from this summer. It is no longer in place following railway improvement works over Christmas. Network rail engineers worked for 10 days to replace the 12.5 kilometres of overhead wires at Gidea Park in Essex with more durable and heat-resistant wires. The new wires will not sag during the summer, reducing the need for heat-related speed restrictions, which have caused significant delays to train services in recent years.
A wartime romance has led to a long and happy marriage for Helston couple Joe and Eileen Harvey, who are celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary. The husband and wife from Nayland Crescent first met when they were just 17 and they married when they were 19 at Heatherset Methodist Church on January the 3rd, 1942. Aged 94, they are marking their landmark anniversary with a special surprise organised by their family. The couple, who have five grandchildren and five great-grandchildren, are also enjoyed travelling to places including Switzerland, Austria and Italy. Mr and Mrs Harvey have lived in Helston for about 50 years and helped with the luncheon club at Meadow Way Chapel in Helston for a number of years.
A victim of policeman-turned-conman, Ben Staff, describes how the fraudster cost him his family's financial future. It comes as the 35-year-old former Norfolk police officer begins a four-and-a-half-year prison sentence after carrying out a series of frauds across Norfolk's building trade, which totaled £1 million. staff gave creditors cheques that bounced and fraudulently claimed VAT refunds. He was convicted of 8 fraud-related charges dating from 2009 to 2014 at 2 previous trials.
A bank card was stolen from a Lakenham house and used to make a number of fraudulent transactions. Police appealing for information after the incident. A man went to the address offering work to tidy the garden before entering the property and stealing the card from the occupant's purse.